All right, so I pulled a dirty little trick today, and I'm going to apologize later. I thought of this as I was driving in to work,
mm-hmm.
because, as everybody knows, the Ranger game started at 1 p.m. We, every day, for our show, if we're in studio, we meet at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In our meeting room, there is a television.
A big one.
Where we watch TV.
Thank you, Rangers, Star Power.
If the Rangers are on TV, guess what's on in our meeting room? The Rangers.
Yes, now see,
the Rangers.
He doesn't like it when the Rangers play day games.
During the week.
Right.
You know, I don't either, because I like having baseball to watch at night when I get home.
Well, I do too. But they play in the daytime, we're going to have it on. Either in there or in here while we're doing the show.
Now, the reason I chose today to pull this, because I knew that there wouldn't be much time during the actual show that the game would be on. So I thought it'd be kind of futile to do it then, because we were only looking at about 20, 30 minutes of actual show time where the game was on. But I did know that the build-up to the show would be Ranger-based. We would all be sitting in there watching the game for about an hour together.
Yes.
Now, you got to have something pretty big going on to miss a game.
Yeah.
You got to have a gig or something's going on where, because you're going to watch every pitch of every game if you have the opportunity.
Yeah, I'll watch most of them.
Sure. And, that's great. There are a lot of people just like you out there. There's also a lot of people just like me out there that like to screw with people just like you out there.
Bastard.
So I knew
this was sorry.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, I'm siding with Michael.
You were cheering when I told you about it.
Well,
cheering.
I thought it was funny, but I wanted to watch.
This wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
No, it's not that bad, but the audio is what makes it that good.
It was harmless. So, anyway, I called our engineer.
Eric the Red.
Who was our
invited Eric? Yep. I thought Eric gave you the creeps.
He does.
Who is our traveling partner on many of these road shows. He's a dear, dear friend of all of ours. And I said, hey,
he
man.
He gives me the creeps.
He likes
to show his penis.
I have a very good idea to screw with Mike.
Right.
And Danny, as I put it then. Mm-hmm. I knew I was going to let you know at some point.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to get there at 2 o'clock.
Why didn't you let me know and take advantage of him?
Not as fun.
Not near as fun. And you wouldn't have gotten the same reaction from me.
Yeah, because he just left and went to Joe Willie's to watch it or something.
I did. I went to Jake's.
Because he'd have to be here till 3:30. So anyway, I call Eric and I say, I know we're going to be in there watching the game. Is there any way at 2:10 sharp you can disconnect the cable so the game will go dark? And all we're going to see is fuzz on the television. To which he's like, yeah, no problem, man. He goes, when do you want me to turn it back on? I go, just give it a few minutes. You know, give it a 10 minutes or something like that and turn it back on. And then we're going to go from there. We'll go from there and keep playing this game of chess with Mike and see where it gets us. So we're all in there having a good time, talking about the game.
Watching the game.
And, oh, yeah, we're not even talking about our show or anything. We're just sitting in there watching Ranger baseball. And I'm looking at the clock, and it's funny because we were kind of mentioning the show a little bit, and I was looking at it, and it was 2:10. I'm like, oh, come on. I'm just waiting. I'm just staring at the clock going, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Well, it did.
Crickets.
You do?
I'd like to, yeah.
Ask him if they'll say Corby wants them.
Yeah. I'm wearing my shirt.
There.
Oh, no.
WTF.
Hey, look at me. I'm sitting in the same place you are.
This is not good. This is worse than not good. Are Bob and Dan in or out?
They're in. Where's the remote?
I don't know.
Are you sitting on it?
No.
This is my favorite part. This is when Mike turns his misguided anger at Corby.
Yeah, you have no clue that I'm pulling this, but for whatever reason, you're mad at me.
And Corby asks him if he's sitting on the remote, which I thought was really funny. Are you sitting on it? Like, I don't know. I guess I am.
Yeah, I farted on it and turned the TV off. But the look on Mike's face, you know, Danny was like, Mike was the first one to go, what the F? You know, and immediately, right after you say that, I just kind of glance over at you, and you're leering at me.
Like, so, it's his fault.
So I'm fighting back laughter because it is me.
Yeah, it is.
It is me. So I'm just like going, oh, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. You're a pro, don't laugh, you know? And so then, yeah, I kind of try to deflect, like, are you sitting on the remote?
Where's the remote?
I don't know.
Are you sitting on it?
No, I'm not sitting on it.
Don't yell at me. God.
It's just
I'm sitting here, right?
You already today.
Well, no, I didn't do anything.
There's no box. It's just straight cables. So here. I don't know what.
What? I'm just trying to turn it down.
Turn it off and back
Let's
on.
Turn it off and turn it back on again.
That always works.
Yeah, that'll help.
And
hey, I wanted to watch Ranger Baseball. I was ready to try anything.
It didn't work.
Change the channel.
Stop ordering me around.
Change the channel.
Oh, dear.
Somebody didn't pay their cable bill.
No.
Plausible
what else is it? It's cable. Yeah. It's not a satellite.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It's not satellite. Like, there's interference.
I'm sure we paid our bill.
How are you sure that we paid our bill?
Why would
How are you
go...
sure about anything of this place?
Won't they send you 1,000 notices?
What is today?
The 6th?
Okay. Who do those notices go to?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Lou Dickey? All right, well, let's plan this, and then we'll find another place to watch the game.
God.
He's still cussing. What did he say at the end?
Yes.
All right, so he's not happy.
Uh-uh.
Neither are you.
No, I'm not happy. I want to wrap the damn meeting up so I can find a TV.
Right, so you can hit Joe Willie's.
No, Joe Willie's. It closed 17 years ago.
All right, so we wrap up the show meeting, and we walk out of the meeting, and yeah, Eric had disabled every TV in here.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing going on here that was working TV-wise. So Mike's just wandering around. Well, I call Eric, and I say, turn it back on. Turn it back on. So he turns it back on, and I call Mike. I'm down there grabbing a sandwich from the Kashmir Cafe.
Mm-hmm. The new deli.
And I call Mike. I go, hey, man, it's back on. Yeah, and I'm in here now. Yeah, I'm on it. So then I text Eric, and I say, in 5 minutes, turn it back off. Because I know that I'll be back up there in 5 minutes with my sandwich.
And your recorder.
And my recorder, and we'll turn it back on.
Where are you at this point? In the meeting room?
Back in the meeting room.
Okay.
Yeah, back in the meeting room. So, in I walk with my, and this is on my deal, in I walk with sandwich, and here we go.
God, it's windy.
And this one is
back toward third.
8 minutes
down,
Trey will
make
the play.
You really like sandwiches,
don't you, buddy? I really do. All right, he asked me.
You really like sandwiches, don't you, little buddy?
He's already. Just see how nice he is now.
Yes, he's in
to
a
me?
Great mood.
Yes, that's right. All is right
just
with the
minutes
world.
Ago, change the channel.
Ranger Baseball is back.
Yes.
All is right with the world.
He's so. You love sandwiches,
don't you, little buddy?
Don't you love her? All right, here we go.
You really like sandwiches, don't you, buddy?
I really do.
I really like baseball.
I really like baseball.
There it goes.
How much do you really like baseball?
So I'm unwrapping my sandwich.
Yeah, loudly.
Yeah, I didn't realize how loud it was going to be, but up goes Mike, and he walks out again.
He just left?
Yeah, he left.
Where did you go?
I don't know, but he came back in, and then he's messing around on his computer. Well, in the meantime, I text Eric again, and I say, give it 2 minutes, turn it back on for 30 seconds, and then turn it back off. Well, in the meantime, Mike's on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And so he gets done with his phone call, and right when he hangs up the phone, it comes back on.
Okay.
And it comes on. I'm like, hey, it's on, it's on. So he looks up, and it took 15 seconds. He didn't even wait 30 seconds, and he unplugs it again. And all you heard, I can't play, but all you hear is Mike go, S! Just staring at the TV, you know? So then I text Eric and I tell him, I go, why don't you come in here and let us know that you called the cable people and they told you that we didn't pay our bill.
Yes.
So Eric texts me back and says, okay, so here we go.
On the ticket. So.
Here we go. Waiting on Eric.
So.
Taking the scenic route to set up this one. Isn't
still waiting.
Here we go.
Is this him?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So let me see.
What's going on? Well, I talked to Time Warner Cable, and we didn't pay our bill.
See? You thought that was just a given, didn't you?
What?
All right, stop it for 1 second. Now, in the interim here, there have been a lot of back and forth between me and him.
Yes.
About the likelihood of this place paying its bill.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was a very real possibility.
Come
that
on,
we
cumulus station.
Completely.
Yeah. And so I was like, no, man, there's no way. I mean, you just pay. It automatically gets deducted. And nobody's writing a check. Nobody's late with a check or anything.
How do we know that?
But when Eric came in and said, I talked to Time Warner, we didn't pay our bill, his eyes got so big. See? I knew it.
How do you not pay your bill? Who knows how that's done around here? Probably you would think that the logical train of thought would have had that being attended to by the technical department, but you didn't do it, did you?
No.
Nobody up there did it. Maybe bookkeeping, but where are they?
So this won't come back on for at least a day or whatever. A day or two.
Oh, my God.
Not only that, I'll bet nobody has any idea where to go to see about getting this paid.
Meanwhile, Mike is running up the food chain of bill payers here, trying to figure out who this is on.
Completely throwing the entire company under the collective bus.
He is ready to go find some son of a bitch who didn't pay their bill. He is ready to go find him. And now he mentions a name here.
That's fine. He just told us.
Well, I guess I'm behind. I'm sorry.
We had another engineer come down.
Now, was he in on this,
too? Yeah, Kern knew, too. We had another engineer come down just to reiterate that, hey, we talked to Time Warner Cable. We didn't pay our bill.
Nice fake Kern.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do? What should we do? Tell Tom Daly?
Well, he just did.
Kern's already talked to him.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're working on it.
Okay.
All right, dude. Well, yeah,
that's it. We got our answer, didn't we?
Yeah. Well done. Have fun dealing with that.
Well done indeed.
And don't write a hot check.
Good work, boys. Bless you, boys.
He's complimenting the engineering staff on a job well done.
They didn't do anything.
Way to do the research, guys, and finally figure out why the Ranger game keeps going on and off.
So sorry.
So then during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
You broke the news?
Yeah, during Why Today Doesn't Suck, and I forgot to tell you to find this audio, but no big deal. So I had the plan of once Dan introduces us, Mike and Corby, that I would be talking on the mic, and because the games are all, the TVs are all out in here, they're all fuzz.
Sure.
So I simply said, when Dan introduced me, hey, Eric Hood, if you're listening, can you turn the Ranger game back on? And less than 1 second later, all four TVs, the Ranger game comes on.
On all four TVs.
Yes. To which Mike Lana looks at it, looks at me, son of a bitch.
It was a golden moment.
He was just happy the game was
on. That's right. And as I said, man, this is such a good time and good vibes and undefeated and just great things are happening everywhere. I knew that a little 40-minute break or 50-minute break or whatever, two innings, was not going to absolutely kill him. Although it put him in a bad way for a while, and you took it out on me. Change the channel.
No, I'm not sitting on it.
I don't like working with you today.
Yeah, we got a lot of that.
I haven't done anything, man. I don't care.
I'm like, what?
I don't like working with you today.
I asked Mike, I go, what did he do to you? He goes, he showed up.
Did didn't even do anything. Because you knew that if I wasn't responsible for it, I was reveling in the fact that this chaos was going on.
Yes.
All right, so here's the Why Today Doesn't Suck audio.
At Blankenship.
Oh, yeah.
And after being after being here for approximately 5 months.
Uh-oh.
And demonstrating the enormous people skills that hires around here are known for. I met him for the first time the other night.
Oh, really?
This is about to go south.
Very friendly fellow, isn't he?
Nice kid.
I thought so.
Eric, if you could please turn the Ranger game back on. Thank you.
Oh, there it is.
Wow, it happened.
Wow, as if on cue.
He hadn't figured
it out. What just happened?
As if on cue. I'm looking at him.
Nice.
I'm looking at him.
That is the power of the snake.
Yep. Bastards.
Was this an elaborate prank?
Yeah.
Of course.
Why did you do it to our show?
Of course.
Defeated yet happy. Oh, someone stole your lunch money, but they returned it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But they only gave you back half of it.
Right. So sorry, little buddy.
So you could only get milk.
At least I didn't do it during opening day, where from 3 until 6:40 you're sitting there wanting just staring at the blank TV.
Oh, that would have made me crazy.
See, I didn't do it during the show. I did it at a time when I knew it was about as innocuous as it could be. So sorry.
Great.
So that's supposed to make everything all right, and I'm supposed to like you now, huh?
Yeah, you are.
Well, I hate you more.
I got the TV back on.
I hate you even more.
You're the reason it got shut off in the first place.
Let's not focus on those things.
No,
focus on who got it back on.
Squarely on them. All right, up next. Let's talk more. Is that what we're going to do next? More Rangers baseball?
Let's talk about today's game.
Talk about today's game.
All right, well, let's talk about today's game then. Good Christ.
Go get some steak.